Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. His dramatic conversion, his Reformation period, his call to the ministry, and his vision for his mission is all reminiscent of the Apostle Paul. The call of the Lord reached Ron through a television ministry channel one evening when he was home alone, just channel surfing. Although he was raised in the Catholic Church as a child, and his wife was raised in a Baptist home, neither of them had been attending church for many years. Ron Lee entered Union Presbyterian Seminary in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the age of 55. A lot has happened leading up to that point, and a lot has happened from then on. He's here to share about it, that and much more. But we pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason the Lord has sent Pastor Ron Lee into our studios today is quite simple. And it's to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's really our heart. There's a clarity there because we've been commissioned to make disciples of all the nations. And it starts with sharing the love of Christ, sharing the message of the gospel, and bringing you to the Lord Jesus. Really, it's the Holy Spirit that's bringing you. We are just vessels of His work. But you know, the Lord loves you so much that whatever you're facing at this very moment in life, in your life, it could be very difficult, maybe so hard to bear you can't even express it. But the Lord loves you in the midst of your struggle. You might even, my friend, feel like you've done some dastardly sin. And it very well may be that. And you feel separated from God. But Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins, my sins, our guest today, His sins away. He was buried and He rose again on the third day, and the living Christ today calls you to Himself. Would you open your heart? Would you put your faith in Christ who did it for us, dying in our place? Well, today could be that day for you. And if, my friend, you are listening, you are already a Christ follower, we hope that you would be moved, inspired, and equipped through Pastor Ron as he shares. I mentioned earlier he's a graduate of Union Presbyterian Seminary. He was ordained in the Presbyterian Church USA and first served as a solo stated supply pastor for Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in China Grove from 2011 to 2013. He's answered the call to come back to Hawaii to serve as an installed pastor at Mililani Presbyterian Church. He completed the course of study for his Master's of Divinity degree while working part-time for IBM. He completed his parish internship at First Presbyterian Church at Ko'olau. He was born and raised in Honolulu, Hawaii. Spent most of his work life as a performing musician. He sings and plays multiple instruments, as you might have seen him on the drums with the Don Ho Show in the 1990s. In his performing travels, he's entertained throughout the United States, the Orient, Australia, the Caribbean, and Hawaii. He's a graduate of the USC School of Music in Los Angeles and currently lives with his wife, Margie, who grew up in Savannah, Georgia. Pastor Ron, welcome to our show.
Welcome and aloha. Boy, Danny, when I heard you make that greeting, I heard the smile and I heard the love of God in your voice. That's so important today. In fact, in one point in my career, I was thinking about studying broadcasting. I went to LA School of Broadcasting briefly, and one of the first things they said, and I had to send a tape in for an interview, and the people who were listening to the tape, they said, if we don't hear the smile in your voice, you're not going to make it on radio. So the minute you open your mouth, I said, Lord, I can hear the smile, the love of God coming through Danny's voice. So thank you for that gift today.
Thank you. That's very uplifting. It really is, especially coming from you, Pastor. We mentioned in the intro about Honolulu, Hawaii, but where in Honolulu, Hawaii did you grow up?
We grew up in Aiea, Halawa Heights to be more specific. My dad was in the Navy, and he, after the Navy, he bought a house up Halawa Heights, right below Camp Smith. So I remember the red dirt, the sugar cane, and we built one of the first homes out there. And my mom used to always come after us because when you got that red dirt on your jeans, oh boy, I tell you, you were in trouble. So Aiea was our home base for the first probably 10 years of our life. And then
And what a view.
Great view. You could see all of Pearl Harbor.
All of Pearl Harbor.
And today it's still a gorgeous view from up there. But back then, with just sugar cane and, you know, for a young boy growing up in Hawaii, I remind people that I was fortunate enough to see the glory of Hawaii in the early days. Mm-hmm. I call them the golden days of Hawaii. My dad ended up, after the Navy, taking a gig in the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in the house band. And so he was there in a small little orchestra with strings and horns. He was a sax player, clarinet, played guitar, sang. And so when we used to go and pick him up after work, Mom would take us down to Waikiki. My brother and I would run up down Waikiki Beach, and it was totally black. There were no hotels. There were just swamps and bushes. And so I remember the early days when no cars, all these buildings that we see today, they were not here. So God allowed me to live in that kind of environment and atmosphere. Amen.
Who influenced you the most, Pastor, in your growing up years?
It was probably my dad to begin with. My dad was, he started me on ukulele when I was 5 years old. He played multiple instruments. And so he had all these instruments set up in our family room. You know, I remember he had a bass, a vibes, he had a piano, he had sax, clarinet, guitar, steel guitar. And he would just encourage me. My dad was an encourager. He would say, son, go over there and just dabble. Go and just pick on something and see what comes out. And so it was through that encouragement. At night, I used to get ukulele lessons at 2 o'clock in the morning delivering advertiser paper. That's the only time I saw my dad. So he would play something on the ukulele and then he would give it to me and I would just kind of play it right back. And he said, how did you do that? I said, I don't know. I heard it. I played it. So even at a young age of 5, my dad realized I had a gift.
A gift.
A gift. And so from that point in time, I realized, or I understood, even as a young keiki, as a young boy in Hawaii, I wanted to be a musician. That was my life's dream. That was my goal. Hmm. So from that early time, and with those moments, spending time with Dad and then watching him out playing gigs, the seed was planted. I said, I want to do that. I want to entertain. I want to be up there, you know, performing and helping people enjoy themselves and entertain them.
Growing up, Dad being, you know, a prominent primary influencer in your life, helping to facilitate the cultivation of your gift, you know, part of it is just recognizing it and then developing it. How did you, through that, the formation of that dream that you had to be a musician, to be an entertainer, how did that develop in those early years, teenage years, and so on?
Well, with that kind of encouragement, and of course I have to say mom too. My mom is an encourager. And I was fortunate enough to have a musical family. And so I would, you know, perform at family functions with my cousins on guitar, and I was on drums. And from there, we would go out and play these little sock hops at, you know, local high schools. And then when I went to Kamehameha, I got into a band with a local singer, Linda Green, from Kamiki. And we were kind of performing around town in proms, and then we won this big band contest back then, Blast Off with Tom Moffitt, the top 20 bands in Hawaii. And so we were the number one band in that contest. It was Linda Green, the Temples, and the Spirits. Remember them? And Sophie Tucker was one of the judges there that night. And Sophie said plainly, clearly to the audience, because we came out in suits and ties, we played a medley of music from My Fair Lady, original bossa nova tune that we had written, that Freddie, our guitarist, had written. And so she said to the audience, "This band, they are light years ahead. They're making music already."
Wow.
And so from that experience, I knew I wanted to take music to the next level. And Linda actually went to the San Francisco Conservatory of Music the year before I graduated. So I followed her.
San Francisco Conservatory of Music. He graduated from the USC, University of Southern California School of Music there in Los Angeles. Throughout his career, he's backed up the names, the likes of Neil Sedaka, John Davidson, John Denver, Tony Orlando, and Bernadette Peters, just to name a few. I'm speaking of none other than Ron Lee. We'll call him Pastor Ron Lee today. He's graduated from Union Theological Seminary. He is a minister at Mililani Presbyterian Church. A lot has happened, and as we take our break, I want you to reset your heart, as it were, to open up to the things that God can do in your life throughout the seasons of life. You know, life is like that. There are seasons. There is an ebb and flow. You know, we like the wave analogy here in Hawaii. Sometimes the waves come in, sometimes the waves recede. But they're all part of the rhythm of life. And whatever rhythm you're in right now, whether it's an ebb and flow, whether it's a season of fall and winter or spring, the Lord is very purposeful, as he has been very, very purposeful in the life of Pastor Ron Lee. Things happen through this musician's life that led him to Jesus Christ. He'll share about that more when we come back. Stay with us.
Beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. 480-484-2042. 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's not often that you'll see it, but from time to time you'll go to a church and you'll see the pastor. He'll easily glide from the pulpit to the piano. And the quality of musicianship, the quality of the worship, the quality of the, again, the musicianship is just exquisite. Why? Because in this particular church, namely Mililani Presbyterian Church, the pastor is Pastor Ron Lee. He was trained and graduated from the University of Southern California School of Music. There in Los Angeles, and has traveled the world as an entertainer, but something happened in his life where he came to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a very personal way. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guest today, Pastor Ron Lee. To find out more about Pastor Ron, Mililani Presbyterian Church, their website, mpc-hi. .org. That's mpc-hi.org. If you're tuning in right now, perhaps you caught maybe the tail end of our last segment. You certainly want to get this program in its entirety. You can get a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. As you listen, perhaps somebody will come to mind as one that you need to share it with. I would encourage you to do just that. And as you do, you're sharing the hope and love of Christ through this mighty testimony that's being shared today. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor, throughout your years of travel, playing with Don Ho, the legendary Don Ho, and many of the names that I had mentioned earlier, household names in entertainment, how did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ?
Well, it was actually through a very, I would call it a divinely orchestrated event. And I remember the date and time very clearly, May 20th, 2002 at 10 o'clock. Margie and I were living in Raleigh at the time. I was working at IBM doing technical work. And you mentioned something earlier about channel surfing. At this time at night, a channel came up, and I heard this kind of churchy-sounding, religious-sounding music. And my first inclination or response was to change the channel. And the channel would not move. The channel froze on the screen. And so being a technical person, I said, okay, it's got to be the batteries, right? So the first thing I did was change the batteries. Tried to change the channel again. It would not move. At that point and at that time, I thought, this is something very strange. Tried to reboot the modem. That didn't help. The channel stayed. And then a voice. Not an audible voice in my ear, but an audible voice in my spirit. God spoke to me very clearly, and his voice said, you need to watch this program. I dropped the remote. A minister came on. He was playing songs to the Holy Spirit. So the music captured my mind. Mm-hmm. Being a musician, I said, hey, this guy is pretty good. But then he starts talking about this salvation story, about Jesus. And that's captured my spiritual need at the moment. And he looked out at the screen, and it was just like he was looking into my eyes, and he said, there are some of you out there that still don't know Jesus Christ personally. Pray this prayer with me today. Believe that Christ died on the cross for your sins. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. invite him into your heart today. Make him Lord and Savior of your life today. This is your birthday. The Bible says we are a new creature in Christ. And Danny, I found myself praying that prayer for the first time in my life. I've heard about born-again Christians, okay? I had a knowledge of God. A knowledge and a superficial understanding of the Lord. But I didn't know Jesus one-on-one. I didn't know him personally. And that's the point I'm going to emphasize today for all of you listening today. You must receive Christ and take him personally into your heart, into your mind. You must surrender to the Lord and allow him to work through you to reveal God's plan for your life. And as I was praying that prayer, Danny, a vision of Jesus appeared before me. The Lord's face right in front of me. And I looked into Jesus' eyes and he spoke to me and he said, "Son, I died for you. I had you on my mind when I died on the cross." And my first words out of my mouth were, "Lord," he says, "yeah, I died for you." That revelation, what Christ had done, the impact of what our Lord has did for me and for everyone in the world. I took it personally, and I was on the floor, weeping and crying, just sobbing. And I felt God drip this warm blanket over me. The Holy Spirit sealed that revelation, that gift of grace. And I heard the Lord's small voice, still voice that night from that point.
Pastor, what were the circumstances of your life just about that time?
Well, actually, we were going through some difficult times in our relationship, as any marriage has. And actually, I was thinking back to a time in my life previous, you know, when I was first married to a girl from a school that I met many years ago. And we were together 14 years. And when that relationship ended, the 3 or 4 years following that, sorry, hit the mic. Those 3 or 4 years were probably the most difficult years and time of my life. I knew I needed God. Something was missing in my life. And I met Margie during that time. So we came together in this time of crisis. And so God brought us together for a reason. And we came together and then briefly separated for a while. And then we came back and were reunited in Hawaii in 1989. We're married here in the islands by my close classmate and kahu of Kauai Ha'o Church, Curtis Kekuna. And so at that point in time, yeah, we were struggling a little bit. And so when God came and when the Lord came that night, and I realized how much so many things that were missing in my life. God's grace, God's peace, the understanding of who God is through Christ. And the next day I remember just weeping and sobbing and going to the store, Lifeway Christian, to get my first Bible. I started reading God's Word on my own. Not in the church, no one around me, the Holy Spirit and Jesus, they became my mentors. So spending 24 hours a day with Christ, and a host of miracles started after that.
Obviously, some dynamic things happened because a year later, you're at Union Theological Seminary.
Absolutely, yep.
And, you know, it's not... You're not just, you know, putting your pinky toe in the water. I mean, when you're going in that level for a Masters of Divinity program, the Lord obviously is opening up a door. He obviously has created a capacity within you, certainly a spiritual sensitivity, but even a capacity to understand deeper theological truths, to understand the Word. I mean, you're going to be taking Hebrew and Greek, and you know, delving in. And as you do, the Lord is preparing for another significant season of life. There seems to be a theme, perhaps running through our sharing together today. As you're listening to Pastor Ron Lee, he's just sharing his story. But it came at a crisis moment. There were relational tensions going on in his marriage. I don't know what kind of tensions you are facing today, but I do know that we all face tensions. And much of the time, those tensions come about because we are both intricate and complex as human beings. One day, our emotions can be in check. The next day, for some odd reason, we feel a little off. And then we begin to react a certain way that we may not have normally reacted. I don't know, maybe we had something different for breakfast or a number of many different things. But in the tension moments of life, these crisis points are very often those moments where our hearts become open to God in ways that we were not open before. And we, get this now, we are closer to gaining access to a supernatural capacity of resource from the Lord that we would not have been open to before because we thought we could do things on our own. And then when we realize, it's not working out like I had planned. And I don't know, maybe Pastor Ron had come to that point. He may or may not describe it in the same way. But Jesus came into his heart in a very personal way. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I want to revisit this. He talks about personal relationship. He says, you've got to respond to Jesus personally. Dear one, as we take our break, have you responded to Jesus personally? If you have not, and in this crisis moment of tension, would you consider that perhaps today could be that day? An urgent day, yes, for you to respond to Jesus personally. I'm going to ask Pastor Ron to speak on that, but even more so, lead in a prayer for you to respond to Jesus personally. This is a great moment. Stay with us. We'll be back. Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He says, I felt as if God draped a warm blanket around me. I heard the still small voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and I immediately responded, from this day forward, I promise to seek you in prayer. That's the words of Pastor Ron Lee. Actually, it's in an article written in August 2013. It's the Inspiration magazine, Blessed to be a Blessing. He's the cover story, from nightclub drummer to gospel preacher. And that's speaking about the day of his conversion to the Lord Jesus as Christ revealed himself to him in his living room. For some reason, he was trying to flip through the channel surfing, but the station wouldn't move. It got stuck. Hey, perhaps today you're listening and you're trying to change the channel on your radio dial or somehow through the media waves of the internet, live feed broadcasts, live streaming, and you can't change it. Well, maybe the Lord wants you to listen to what Pastor Ron Lee has to say. You're listening to the Good Life Warrior Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and it is a blessing that you're with us today, whatever the circumstance is, because I believe the Lord has a word for you. A quick note here, finding out more about Pastor Ron Lee, he's a senior pastor at Mililani Presbyterian Church. Their website, mpc-hi.org. And to access this program and other resources of the Good Life Hawaii radio program, radio show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Pastor Ron, before our break, we're talking about personal relationship. Respond to Jesus personally. Take us back and then move us forward as you speak to someone today who is listening and saying, okay, I'm at a moment of tension, a moment of crisis. Could this be my day to respond to Jesus personally? Pastor, what would you say?
Absolutely. The Bible says today, now is the time of salvation. Now. So now can occur anytime. It can occur today for some of you out there. But the thing you need to realize is that Jesus calls each one of us and wants all of us to have that knowledge of his saving grace, what God has already done and what Christ has done on the cross. And when this experience happened for me, we all think about Paul, you know, being blinded on the road to Damascus. And here was this incredible, intelligent man, educated in Jewish law, and yet he was out persecuting the new followers of Christ, the children, the people of the way. That's history back then. And so through this experience, I learned prayer, a spiritual discipline of prayer. Every day when I spoke to the Lord that night, I said, Lord, I will seek you every day in prayer. You know, the scripture says, seek the Lord while he may be found. The Lord can always be found. He doesn't hide from us. He doesn't go off somewhere and make it hard for you to find him. God is always there.
He's not saying, hey, walk through that maze.
Nope.
And then come to me.
And then come to me. He's always available and ready to help you get through this crisis. I see Christ's name in there and sis, you know. Christ assists us through the crisis to come to the Father. So through this crisis, I started praying every day, Danny, seeking the Lord. And one of the first things that happened, I went through a period of confession. We say every week in our assurance of pardon, if we confess our sins, he who is just and righteous will forgive us, cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. So the confession is a very vital part, a step. The millisecond that you receive Christ personally, then the confession, God has to come in and clean your spiritual home. God is all-knowing. So when you have that understanding of who God is, the majesty of God, the sovereignty of God, you have a new awareness and appreciation of how big and awesome God is. And so you need to humble yourself and realize that we all are sinners, and that we need to come to God seeking his grace, and that through that grace God showers us with this unconditional love and gives us this peace that surpasses all understanding, all of these gifts, the fruits of the Spirit, and we respond to this grace with good works, and God calls us to be a blessing to someone else. So through this prayer discipline every day, and actually one day I asked the Lord point blank, I said, God, what do you want me to do with my life? And he said, I want you to preach. Ooh, I swallowed hard on that one. Preach. I said, Lord, I'm not a preacher, I'm a drummer. Put me in the praise band. That's where I'll be comfortable. And God said, no, it's not about your comfort. It's what I'm calling you to do. In fact, I'm going to make you very uncomfortable. I'm going to put you behind the pulpit. And I asked the Lord to clarify that plan. And he said, I'm going to send you to seminary. You're going to be an ordained minister. There are congregations out there that are waiting for you. So don't tarry with this decision. Those were his words. Don't take a long time to think about it. And during that conversation, Danny, and I said, and I expressed my, the discomfort I was feeling, I said, I'm still not comfortable with this, Lord, but if this is your plan, I will do it. Not knowing that it would take me 6 years of hard study in seminary, 2 years of supply preaching, before I would actually have, God would send me to my first church, Emmanuel in China Grove. And so I shared this with you earlier a little bit. We're talking about this theological script. So I want you, all of you out there, to think about this. When God reveals himself to you, he enables you to do something through his power and grace. Christ said, my grace is sufficient for you. So he enables us through his power to do whatever God is calling you to do. And then he said, whatever I enable, I equip. Equipping for me was the hard study and 2 years of supply preaching. And then whatever I equip, I anoint. So God anoints you for an assignment, for a very specific purpose in your life, to go out and to share the gospel in a very specific geographic location to a very specific group of people. We are not called to be all things to all people. God has a purpose, an assignment, and it's very clear what it is, and he will clarify that. If you listen and if you obey, God will bless you with that anointing that will come.
I want to move forward, okay. But before we move forward, I want to take a step back. I want to be careful we don't overstep the bounds of God's leading we're in at this moment, Pastor. Somebody's heart may be open to respond to Christ. You know how you spoke about responding to Christ personally.
Yes.
Speak to that dear one right now, and their heart is opening up, softened, perhaps softened as never before, but some way they can't even explain it. But there is a movement, there's a stirring in their spirit. There even may be a certain level of emotions that go along with it, because we can't understand, but what God is doing, God is moving.
Right.
Some may not be very emotional, but the heart is still open. Lead them. Speak to them.
Well, this is the scripture I want you to think about today. Ezekiel 36:26. And this puts the nail right on the head, so to speak. And the prophet is speaking about in the scriptures, He says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So what does that mean? That means some of us, our hearts have been closed. They have turned literally to stone. And so we are not open to receiving the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Jesus knocks. He's trying to come in. He wants to invite himself to be with you. But our hearts, through whatever, through rejection, through our pain, through our suffering, our hearts become hardened. And so we are not responsive to the promptings and the moving of God's Spirit. So the prophet says it to you right here. I'll give you a new heart. Some of you out there, your hearts have been hardened. You have been hurt by family relationships. Somebody has abused you. Somebody has taken advantage of you. You are angry at God. Your heart is hardened. And so today, open your heart. Christ is giving you a new heart today. A heart of flesh. A heart of flesh is soft. It's pliable. And God wants to change your heart today. If you would just listen and allow the Spirit of God to come in, that's where it starts. That's where it begins, in your heart. God looks at our hearts first. He sees what's in there. He knows your pain. He knows what you've been through. So allow God to come in and give you this new heart of flesh and change you. Change my heart, O God, so that I can be more like you.
Pastor, lead in a prayer.
Heavenly Father, I pray today that hearts will be changed. I pray that people who are out there whose hearts have been hardened, whose hearts have been hurt, rejected, stomped on, whatever the situation, whatever the cause, whatever the circumstance, Lord, I pray that you would come into the midst of that and heal those people specifically. Open their hearts to receive Christ, to see the light that you have prepared for them. You want all of them to be with you. And so this is your wish. This is your desire. So my prayer today, Lord, is that you would change people's heart. Receive Christ today, Lord, folks, and take it personally, what God is trying to do into your life. Allow God to come in and heal and touch you. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I believe that the Lord is moving uniquely, personally, powerfully in your life. As Pastor has led in a prayer, and as you've prayed with him and he's prayed for you, if the Lord has moved in you, you've been touched, ministered to during this time with Pastor Ron Lee, I'd like for you to respond back. Go ahead and email me, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. Let me know. You can reach me on Facebook and communicate with me that way, or on Twitter, Danny Yamashiro. Communicate with me. Let me know. We can continue to pray for you. And if you need help, possibly even connecting with churches, or perhaps you can even, if you don't have a home church, visit Pastor Ron at Mililani Presbyterian Church, and you can find out more about him at mpc-hi.org. When we come back, hey, what about the matters of the anointing? Why aren't things happening the way that I envisioned, or even the way that I thought God would use me? The question comes up, and I ask it. I ask you, have you been obedient to the Lord in the steps of preparation that he's asked you to take? Or are you like me, in many respects, wanting to jump ahead? Hey, I live in a fast food environment. I like microwavable anointing, and I want to jump ahead without the proper timing and preparation and character development and infrastructure that God wants to use, to lead, to sustain a great work. Well, Pastor Ron talked a little about that anointing. He'll do more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You know, it's that special grace. It's more than charisma. It's more than that... It's a gift, but it's more than that magnetic attraction. It's something that is aligned. Well, when you're aligned with God, not only in gifting, but in timing, and very often even in character. Some people have try to describe it in different ways, but it's a special anointing, an anointing that God has placed. When you're there, when you see it, when you experience it, you know it. When other people affirm it. And on the flip side of it, you can tell when someone's trying to manufacture it. You know, sometimes you know how we pray for an anointing and we try to answer that prayer ourselves. It's very carnal, very fleshly. It could be pretty nasty sometimes even to be somewhat graphic. However, today the Lord sends dear man of God. His name is Pastor Ron Lee. He grew up in Hawaii. He's traveled all over the world as a musician, as a drummer, with some of the most famous names in entertainment, including Don Ho, as well as traveling to minister from east to west coast. He's been trained at Union Theological Seminary, ordained Presbyterian minister, and he's here with us today. He's a senior pastor of Mililani Presbyterian Church, Pastor Ron Lee. Find out more about him at mpc-hi.org. Anointing. Pastor Ron, talk to us about what the Lord has revealed to you relating to the anointing.
Well, Jesus is the anointed one. And Jesus was baptized. And when he came out of the water, the Holy Spirit came down and descended upon him. And then immediately the Holy Spirit sent him into the wilderness to be tempted 40 days, 40 nights by Satan. But let me speak to you out there about a little bit about the anointing of God's Word. Jesus is the outward expression of the Word of God. And so your understanding of what that Word is very critical. We all have Bible study. We all go to church Sunday school. And we know, I've been in classes where the teacher is anointed and when the teacher is not. And by the anointing, I mean the power of the Holy Spirit. So you get a new understanding and revelation of what God's word really means. And we see this in the three Gospels, the Synoptic Gospels, sin meaning together, similar, and opsis meaning view. So this is an outward view of who Jesus is. Matthew is writing to the Hebrew mind. Jesus, outwardly, we see him presented as king. And the focus of Matthew's Gospel is the Great Commission. We are to go out into the world baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Mark is writing to the Roman mind. Jesus is presented as servant. And the focus is the empty tomb, the resurrection. Luke writes to the Greek mind. Jesus is presented as the Son of Man, the human side of Christ. And Luke 19:10, Jesus says he came to seek the lost. And also Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, deliver the captives, recover sight to the blind. John's gospel, we see the full climax of the purpose of God as Christ's divinity is revealed and identified as God-man. This expression moves inwardly as we can actually hear Jesus pray and we can see what he is thinking. And so John 3:16 is a favorite scripture. We all know, for God so loved the world, not just loved the world, so he sent Jesus. And John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. A couple other scriptures, Danny, just to fill the people with the word of God today. Genesis 12:2-3, this speaks about the first covenant with Abram. His name has not been changed yet to Abraham. But God says to him in the scripture, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And this part of the scripture, I want everyone to just tune in on. And all the families of the earth shall be blessed. All families shall be blessed. And speaking about blessing, Deuteronomy 28 is the second giving of the law. This is the second generation of the children going into the promised land. That chapter begins with 14 blessings, 54 curses. And so that the dots are connected in Galatians 3:16, where Paul says to the church in Galatia, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
So, Pastor, as you explain this so very eloquently and take us through these very significant, important scriptures, if we were to distill the heart of communicating the meaning that you feel God wants to convey, how would you crystallize that for our listener in a way that they can take that and say, look, now I know this, I can understand this, it will make a difference to me, in my life, in my family today.
And this goes back to really understanding and knowing the Bible. Unfortunately, when you really start probing deep, so many people in our church, God bless them, their knowledge and understanding the Bible is really limited. And so even Satan knows the Word of God. And so he comes against us in his attacks through the Word, and he can shift and move the Word around. But for you folks listening today, in Jesus Christ, in Galatians 3:16, Paul says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Through Christ Jesus, the blessings of Abraham comes to the Gentiles, comes to everyone, so that we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, our faith in Christ. And so as Jesus is the anointed one, he is the one that we seek each and every day. He is our intercessor. He is our advocate. He is our judge. He prays for us. He is the one that we go to. He is the one that we call upon when we are in crisis, when we are in pain. So, again, all of this adds up to one simple message. You must take Jesus personally. He is the one that can save you, that can get you through these hard times and crises in your life. He is the one that can give you peace. He is the one that can give you hope, faith, strength to move and to get through anything that's coming into your life today. He is the one. He is the anointed one.
Pastor Ron Lee has shared with you, in a way, taking you through the Bible with some very key scriptures, but has consolidated it with a very clear, concise message. And the message is, as some would say in theological circles, the centrality of Christ. The Bible speaks about Christ, and you and I, we don't need to be scholars, but we need to know Christ. Focus on Christ, and the understanding, the depth comes to that. And it's more than just head knowledge. It's more than just intelligence or smartness or degrees. It's about relationship. Respond to Christ personally. And you know what the beautiful thing is, my friend? We can respond to the pristine person of Jesus Christ. He wants us to respond to him in the dregs of our lives.
Amen.
Dregs meaning, you know, that the ugliest, painfulest, most despicable moments. That kind of contrast. Oh, the beauty of Christ. Because he takes us in our deepest pain, in our greatest moments of sorrow, and he reaches out to us and loves us and calls us to himself. And that has been the heart of our time together today. Oh, dear one, know how much the Lord loves you. He knows you and he calls you to himself. And as Pastor Ron has shared, as we together, we, as it were, stretch out our hands in the name of Christ and just pray a blessing upon you. May the Lord bless you and keep you today. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, dear friend, and give you peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus, may the love of God, may the fellowship and sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this day, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I hope you've been encouraged today by the unique insights as you could only get from someone who's been a world-class drummer entertaining all over the world. Now a minister of the gospel. And his name, Pastor Ron Lee. Find out more, mpc-hi.org. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, we've been encouraging you all along. This is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got something special for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners. Proverbs 30 verse 5 says, every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Pastor Ron Lee, mpc-hi.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.